The Earth Summit was 20 years after the initial Earth Summit, which was held in 1992, in which lots of very important decisions were made, and a number of goals called the Millennium Development Goals were determined. I thought it was important to go now to see what progress had been made and to help try and set the goals for the future.
Some people may say a bit of a talking shop. What came out of it?
Well, quite a lot came out of it. What was most interesting was to see the huge interest. There was over 32,000 people that attended. The talking shop, people often say this about summits, may be true in relation to the politicians and the UN delegates. What I was really keen to see was the huge involvement of the citizens, in which there was a huge representation of the public and NGO groups, as well as private business. And industry is going to be very important in moving forward in a more sustainable fashion.
Any particular conversations you had that still stick in the mind?
Well, I think I was speaking at a conference held by a company called Vale, which is a big mining company in Brazil. They're concerned that all companies can only survive a certain period of time unless they look to the future. And that particular company has just created a very big institute for sustainable development, which is trying to focus in on the future of technology and things which may be important beyond what they currently do, which will enable them to be successful and help the planet be as sustainable as possible.
And of course, Rio, a fabulous place for a meeting.
Well, I think Rio is the perfect setting. In my opinion, it's the most beautiful city from an environmental point of view. But you also see humanity, you see the highlights of humanity, and you also see some of the sad effects that humanity can have on the environment. So being in a city like that, I think it makes you really appreciate the wonders of the world, but also highlights quite significantly the real problems that need addressing.
And you feel, now it's over and done with, it was very worthwhile for the University of Southampton to be represented there?
Well, I felt very honoured to attend. I think I was the only person from the University of Southampton to go to the meeting. I think the consequences of the meeting in terms of setting future goals for humanity and future development will soon be upon us. And I also feel that some of the links I've made with private industry, which surprised me, will be very important as we move forward.